When you focus on problems, you get more problems. When you focus on possibilities, you have more opportunities. And that is the thought for today. Hello, 7 Good Minutes listeners. Clyde Lee Dennis here with a quick note about a podcast that I recently discovered that I'm extremely excited to tell you about. It's the Jordan Harbinger Show. It's an Apple Top 50 podcast and was recently voted among one of Apple's best. Episode 365 is one of my favorites. It's a conversation Jordan had with Benjamin Hardy, in which they talked about and gave some great tips on how to break free from self-limiting beliefs. Find the Jordan Harbinger Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Just like 7 Good Minutes, it's a podcast I really enjoy a lot, and I think you will too. You can find it by searching the Jordan Harbinger Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Or if you prefer, just go to jordanharbinger.com/subscribe. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have a quick guide on how to improve your focus and concentration. Enjoy.
Focus. It's a superpower in the 21st century. People who have mastered it achieve their desired results quickly. They build the lives of their dreams, get more done in less time, and are ahead of everybody else. Focus is so rare. It's considered as something holy. It's what all high achievers use daily in their lives. It's what writers use to write books and entrepreneurs use to solve problems. And maybe it's what's stopping you from becoming the person you want to be. You can, of course, use focus too. It just takes practice and deep work. Deep work is a term coined by a professor, blogger, and famous author, Cal Newport. In short, it means an extended period of time spent focused on one activity with no distraction. Cal Newport wrote a book with the same title, and the term quickly permeated the vocabulary of Silicon Valley entrepreneurs and high achievers, as well as psychologists who started to research how the human brain works and concentrates. The general idea is this. If you want to get anything done in our world of distraction, deep work is a must. Personally, I've spent years looking for ways to improve my focus and learn how to maintain a high level of productivity. I've tried all kinds of time management techniques and advice from gurus, but the concept of deep work, working on one thing for an extended period of time, is the only one that's helped. According to Newport, there are 2 core abilities that anybody who wants to thrive in today's economy should master. 1. Mastering hard things quickly. 2. Producing at an elite level of quality and speed. And to do both, you need to be able to work on a single task for long periods of time, instead of being constantly distracted. You need focus. Deep work is about using directed focus, using all of your brain power to focus on a single task at hand, rather than scattered focus, constantly switching back and forth between tasks. As Newport says, our affinity for deep concentration is ancient, and its attraction is something we cannot easily discard. Evolution shaped a mind optimized to concentrate, and our recent embrace of distraction is an exception to our past. We think that by switching attention to a new task, we've switched focus. But in reality, our brains need time to upload the new context of the task. Research shows that when people are trying to multitask, what's really happening is that they are constantly switching back and forth between different tasks. Hence, by trying to do many things at once, we're essentially constantly loading and uploading our brains with new contexts. diminishing our ability to perform at an elite level. Therefore, in order to perform at an elite level, get more done and have real, directed focus. Deep work is the only way forward. Like many valuable things in life, deep work and concentration are skills, and they can be built by following a few simple steps. Haruki Murakami, the legendary marathon running author, wrote in his semi-autobiographical book, What I Talk About When I Talk About Running, "If I'm asked what the next most important quality is for a novelist, that's easy too. Focus. The ability to concentrate all your limited talents on whatever's critical at the moment. Without that, you can't accomplish anything of value." Just like training for a marathon, you can train your mind to concentrate. Here is how to do it. If you've ever tried concentrating on something for long periods of time, you probably know that it's exhausting. It takes time, it takes energy, and it takes willpower. The best way to teach yourself focus while using as little willpower as possible is to make it a habit. Pick a task. Set a time to work for an extended period of time on this one thing and get rid of any distractions. For example, messages, social media, and work. The next day, repeat. Here are a few things to keep in mind. 1. Cal Newport suggests doing deep work first thing in the morning, from 9 a.m. to midday. That's when your mind is functioning at its best. 2. When you first start, don't worry if you can't work for more than 20 or 30 minutes. With practice, you'll be able to extend your deep work time to a few hours, but not more than 4. In his book, Newport provides research that shows that a human brain cannot focus for more than 4 hours at a time. 3. It's important to get rid of all distractions.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.